Kina Lamedvav is the famous Kina of Tzion Aroti Shalish Mishlem Asirai. I think the first thing that strikes you, if you just read through the Kina very quickly, without really paying attention to the detail, is that the Yehuda Levi is relating to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, almost like as a personality. There's this dynamic and interaction. One of the big challenges of the Bein HaMetzarim is Tisha B'Av, Efrat, is a time that contains Ad Kama, that we still have to be Goylet, off the table of our Father. So the Bein HaMetzarim, culminating with Tisha B'Av, is a time that provides us with so much opportunity, if we can connect with Ray, to move ourselves onto the map of the reality of living with Hashem, to get us into the reality of longing, and to put us into the relationship. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that a person can gain on Tisha B'Av no less than he can gain at Me'ilah. So like I said, the challenge is to try to relate to things like the challenge of trying to explain color to a blind person, or to try to explain music to a deaf person. Or maybe even more aptly, if you have an orphan who grew up on the street, fending for himself, trying to explain to him the reality of growing up with a family. If you think about that person for a minute, kid, a capable kid, from the age of almost zero, he was out on the street by himself, caring for himself, getting around, robbing a little, killing a little, whatever it is, whatever he needed to do to get by. But basically, the kid's about 11, 12 years old. He's seen everything. And it's a rough life out there. It's a rough street out there. He's seen everything except, one thing he hasn't seen is family life, normal life. Everything else he's seen. And you try to describe to this kid life at home with the family. You tell him how, you live in a house, you don't have, first of all, in the house, there's air conditioning, there's heating, you don't have to worry about the weather. That already sounds pretty good. There's a bed. You describe a mattress. He's seen them. He's seen them in stores. He never actually slept on one. But you describe a mattress, blankets, pillows, these things, he's seen these things, but they're not really a part of his life, not really a part of his reality. And three meals a day, you have a mother and father who are at home taking care of you, they're providing you with that bed. Your mother is cooking three meals a day. It sounds great. Because right after breakfast, you have to figure out how much you need to steal in order to get lunch. Or if you'll skip lunch today and then get supper. You live in a home, and there's a mother taking care of it. Really sounds great. But the thing is that this person is hearing all the descriptions of life in a home, and he's really missing the main point. And that's very, very hard to convey. You can convey food, blankets, mattresses, heat, cold, air conditioning. You can describe all those things. But then you try to tell the kid, but with everything I'm describing to you, you're not managing to connect to the core of it all. And that is to be living in the warm reality of parents who are caring for you. And the kid said, well, if tachlis, I'm going to get the mattress and I'm going to get the food, so who cares about that? This is what we're trying to connect to. We're talking about the avelus for Yimei Kedem, the avelus for the Shechina B'Tzion. And we hear descriptions, like we mentioned before, we hear descriptions of the Peiros Eretz Yisrael, the grandeur of the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, but we're really talking about a whole dimension of life in Olam Hazeh we've never experienced. Not much like a deaf person with symphonies, blind person with color. And this is what we're trying to connect to the thrills in Olam Hazeh that we have never connected to. We've connected to very faintly. Maybe everybody here has experienced to different degrees, thrill in ruchnius. Whether it's in the sugya, whether it's in the gratification of some victory in Milchemes Hayetzer, the fulfillment of some very significant act of chesed, to some degree or the other, we have experienced the, I'll call it the pleasure, maybe thrill is too much of a word to use, maybe not, of ruchnius. But to realize that the thrills of life were there, and that these are mamish dimensions of life that we're missing. It's like a person who's never tasted anything. He knows to has to force food down his throat 3 times a day if he wants to live. But he never actually tasted food. And you're trying to describe to him, there's a whole dimension of Olam Hazeh out there that's completely beyond you. The experience of life. And this is why both the Gra and the Kuzari make the point that today, we, relative to the days of old, the experience of life is like, well, the Kuzari says, a dry bone versus a dead body. The Gra, not eating lunch, so I'll share with you what the Gra says. The Gra says that the difference between before the Churban Bayis Rishon and afterwards was the difference between a live body and a dead body. He goes on in detail describing different stages, but he goes on to say that since then it deteriorated, and by now we're holding at the remaining spoon of slime that's left from the body. That's where it is now. Loi Tavad Rekev. He shows what went down where. We're talking about Tzion, talking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, I guess the one advantage to living in Chutz La'aretz is that the word Eretz Yisrael and the word Yerushalayim has a certain nostalgic ring to it that we lose quickly once we're here and you're stuck in the traffic of Yerushalayim and the honking. But but you know what? On the contrary, if we could work to really connect to the inner essence of it, and here in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, to retain that ring, that sound, that aura around the word Yerushalayim. We don't appreciate David HaMelech, the gifts that he gave us as Jewish people. The gifts that he gave to Klal Yisrael. First of all, he gave us a David HaMelech. David HaMelech is a neches of Klal Yisrael, the Deri Deris. He gave us a Tehillim. But another thing he gave us, this was one of David HaMelech's major accomplishments, was that he created, he conceived and created the concept of the Yerushalayim. The way he described it. This was, David HaMelech was enamored with Hashem. He was crazy about Hashem. And you know how sometimes you, if there's a gadol you're connected with, or a Rebbe, whatever it is, you want everybody to know how great your Rebbe is. You feel pride when you see some article about your Rebbe, that, oh, other people know about him also. Right? And you feel a very strong sense of identity with this person. It can be in the realm of Ruchnius and not in the realm of Ruchnius. It can be all kinds of different figures that people idolize. And they want others to know how great my person is. This is a David HaMelech was with Hashem. And he was pining for other Jews to know his Hashem also. We all know Hashem. But there's Hashem, there's knowing Hashem, and there's knowing Hashem. And David HaMelech was so enamored with Hashem that he just wanted to see Hashem honored more. And therefore he had this dream, which he brought to fruition almost all the way, of a city that just brings out Kvod Hashem. It's Tzion Michlal Yofi. It says, Yifei Noif Mesos Kol Haaretz, Yifei Noif Mesos Kol Haaretz, Hatzion, I'm sorry. Gadol Hashem U'Olam Oy. Be'er Lekeinu Ha'akod Shoy. That's the pasuk I'm looking for. Gadol Hashem U'Olam Oy. Be'er Lekeinu Ha'akod Shoy. But David HaMelech is pashut saying, a building, a city that just breathes Hashem, that breathes Kvod Shamayim. This is what David HaMelech was dreaming to create. A city where every capital city in the world, I don't know if there's any other such instance in history, where the focal point of the capital city is not the royal palace. Where the royal palace was second fiddle to the Beis HaMikdash, which was itself a conception of David HaMelech. A city where you can have concentrated. You came to Yerushalayim. This is where you felt the ultimate of the thrill of Shekhinah. And therefore, the Aliyah L'Regel was considered such a critical part of Yiddish life, because you can't really survive spiritually without that injection of going to the atmosphere of Yerushalayim. And the way the Kuzari describes it, is you come to Yerushalayim and you're encountering the Nazirim, Nevi'im, members of the Sanhedrin coming and going as you're walking around the streets. The realization that a Navi was, the experience of a Navi was something so powerful that the way the Kuzari puts it is, a person who saw a Navi at the time that he was getting Navua lost his taste for Gashmias for the rest of his life. That was how powerful the experience was, just in our senses, in terms of the physical, and the experiential senses that we know today. This was Yerushalayim. And the truth is that, yes, going around Yerushalayim, there was a dynamic there. And that's why as you move through here, we talk about the gargoyim to the kibiyachol, the persona, the personality that was felt and see it in Yerushalayim. And it really comes back to what we were discussing before, this, as the Rav Shlita referenced earlier. This is why in Eretz Yisrael, there really is a kibiyachol, we should use the word personality, it's not a personality, but it's the kibiyachol, whatever other word we'd use, the personality of the Shekhinah that's pulsing in the streets, that you are interacting with and sensing that dynamic on a regular basis. And that, therefore, when you're talking in terms of kibiyachol, a personality, you have to be sensitive to that personality. There are things that it just can't handle, and that causes hakah, it causes vomiting, etc. And that's why a person entering Eretz Yisrael, Bichlal, Yerushalayim, Bifrat, the intense preparations that were ready. The Gemara tells us that Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by seven yamim, which means big yamim, smaller lakes, etc. To go work out exactly what they are. Surrounded by seven yamim, but the Mefarshim say the purpose is because it's pashut that a person can't enter Eretz Yisrael without tabling first, without being metahar himself first. And therefore, there had to be yamim over whatever direction you were coming from. You were close enough to some body where you could, body of water where you could be metahar yourself and come in ready to actually live up to the charged reality of what Yerushalayim is, of what Siyah is. And I'll note in parentheses that the Kuzari is actually, for me personally, the Kuzari was the sefer that, as we talked about a blind person not trying to describe color, the Kuzari was the one that most, for me personally, connected me with a sense, the threshold of the actual experiences of those great days. It's a type of sefer that the archaic lashon makes it feel like it's just too distant to really connect to. I have to have a karas hatoiv to my rebbes, who made it very clear to me, both the Chodesh Halavos and Kuzari, that this you just have to have been through them. These are both Sfarim that the lights start turning on the second or third time. After you struggled your way through the archaic Lashon, the lights start turning on. And they really move you to different realms of reality in terms of consciousness, in terms of connection to the Ruchnius that's beyond us, but can be accessed to an extent. So in terms of the experiences of what Yerushalayim was, what a Karban was, what Tumah versus Tara was, the Kuzari is a very, very chashiva means for that. And this is actually that same Mechaber who's bringing out to us the gaguin to Kiryachol, the personality of Tzion, the dynamics of Tzion, interaction with Tzion, and that warm sense of familiarity, like a person who's been away from home for so long, and now comes across a rock from Tzion, just feels, which is actually as described, that that's actually how Rabbi Yehuda Levi, after pining for it his whole life, that's actually how he lost his life. And he actually finally did manage to make it to Eretz Yisrael. And he actually, as he describes here in the Kinah, he fell on the ground with such passion and with such love as he first entered Eretz Yisrael, and exactly then some Arab horsemen saw a Jew prostrate on the ground and rode over him with his horse, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda Levi was nifter, according to these reports. And try now to connect with that dynamic. What is that dynamic? The dynamic is the Shechina that we carry, connecting with the Shechina pulsing in the air, in the ground of Yerushalayim, of that Ira the King, or the Ira that simply manifests Shechina in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.